Good evening and welcome to our listening audience around the globe. This is The Buzz, Studio W Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And now it's time for Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Hey, welcome, Miss CeCe and Victoria.
Hey, William, how are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Doing fine.
Wonderful. We're waiting also on Pastor David, but it is good to be here today. Hey, girl. Hi, Victoria.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm well, blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. Sorry about that, William. Go ahead. Do your spiel.
Oh, no. I've done mine. I'm getting out of the kitchen real quick because you guys were so hot last week, I had to do it again on Sunday.
You are such a, and you know what? I heard it and I think I contacted you about that.
You
it
did.
It was so crispy clear and I didn't know. Well, you know, sometimes I listen back at it a little bit later, but I happened to chime in and I'm telling you, it was such an interesting broadcast and we just in the kitchen, down home, talking and it was just great. I'm telling you. And I enjoyed it as a listener. Okay.
You enjoyed your own show. It's really funny when you listen back to your own broadcast sometime.
Right.
And you find things, you said, wow, I really like that. Or
yes.
There might be some things I need to change, but it was an excellent, excellent broadcast.
Well, you know, I critique myself. I do. I'm harder on myself in critiquing. So, but it was overall, as far as I'm concerned, the dialogue was fantastic. One of the things I really enjoy with my co-host, we don't have tug of war in that regard, where we're trying to fight for a position and saying, you know, what we have to say, but it just flows, and I just really love what God is doing for this group.
Amen. And you know, and Miss Moody,
speakers off.
Yeah, sure. I thought she took us to church.
Sir.
The three of y'all, and especially she took y'all to church last week. I said, "Oh my goodness,
man!" wait a minute. I want to play her again because she was on it. I'm like, I had to when I heard that. I said, I listened to it again. In fact, I had chimed you up so they can hear it again today. Hello.
Okay.
I'm just saying. All right.
So. It was fun. So I'm gonna hang out until Pastor David come on. I'm gonna just listen to the broadcast.
Okay, great. Well, I was gonna give him a call because I know that I sent it to him, but I do want him in the dialogue with us on today. So I know he's a bishop, and we know how sometimes his duties are quite heavy. But we'll go ahead and make our little spiel here. Welcome, media. Radio Media Land, we're so glad to be here and we're glad to, have another chance to talk to you about the diversities and what's going on in the nation. And I'm telling you, I ran up against, okay, he's trying to get on. All right. So, you know, I had to call you and see where you at. All right. All right, sir. All right. So he's on his way. You know how I am, William. Okay. I'm just saying. But anyway, the diversities in the world, and this is Miss CeCe's Kitchen. It's such a blessing to have this platform as God will have it. And I'm giving him all the praise and glory because in this season and time, we're just going to do what he tells us to do. And it's been rubbing some people the wrong way and as it's supposed to, especially when you find yourself in the dialogue and what we're talking about. But we are a global radio network and we deal real talk. We address real issues and we are controversial. And William knows something about that because he do like starting stuff. I know you stand in the background listening, William, so I'm just throwing you under the bus real quick. Anyway.
See, I had backed out of the broadcast. I said, I put my mic on mute.
I knew you was going to jump in. Go ahead.
No, I put my mic on mute, and I said, I'm going to just go and let her do her thing, and you're going to throw me under. No, you pushed me off of a moving train just now.
Well, that's all right. But you got back up, though. I bet you that. Hello. Okay.
I'm going to mute my mic, okay?
Okay, bye. Oh, my goodness. But what I'm saying, that the times that we're living in is so serious. And like I said, we're a Real Talk Global Radio Network. We do controversial. We throw things out there for you to think about it. And so, regardless of whether it looks like the good, bad, or the ugly. And most things that are happening now is real ugly. And so let's just call it what it is. I believe in calling a spade a spade. I play spades, and I'm some kind of awesome individual playing spades. Don't mess with me. Okay, I'm just saying. All right, Victoria girl, unmute yourself. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
I am well. I am well.
David said he's trying to get on. I don't know what's going on. We pray that he is able to do so. Last week, we were dealing with some heavy. We was hitting it hard on last week. And one of the things I got tickled, William, and I know you're sitting there listening. You don't have to jump back on. But I got tickled because you were running. Because, and at least you were honest, because you said that some of the stuff that we've been talking about, you find yourself in there. Okay. And I thought, well, how many would be honest enough to admit that? You know, and I give you kudos for that, because even though that we bring it out as a radio network, we too find ourselves in there. Okay. And I know Victoria can attest to that, but listen, Media Land, I do want you to know where you can find us. We're on Studio W, Buzz. Go on to type in on your Google, Studio W Buzz, and it will take you right there to the site, and go ahead and subscribe, y'all. I told you last week, we subscribe to everything else that is not really that beneficial to us in most cases. However, in this case, listen, you're going to get some good dialogue. We're going to laugh. We're going to have a good time, but we're going to deal with the real nitty gritty. And it's important that you go ahead and subscribe and let us know that you're hearing us on these matters. Also, you can hit Spotify. Go into Spotify, type in Miss Cece's Kitchen. You have all the recordings and the archives there. Also, you can go to Alexa and tell Alexa Studio W. And William, I had to say Studio W before she act right. So she was able to pull you up and go into the archives. And we're at Linkins. You can hit us up there. And we're on various Apple. We're on Apple. And then, too, we're going to I don't have anything else on, William. I don't hear any buzzing here. Okay.
I'm here. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Oh, you said you're hearing a buzzing sound. Oh, Victoria, that's Victoria, hearing a buzzing sound. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. And I was listening, hearing it earlier to Victoria. Let me see if I have to set this off, because we don't want any distractions here. Maybe that's it.
It's
the light. It was the light. All right. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, we are going to continue to carry this bone in regards to taking the blinders off. I'm like I said, I was doing a lot of research, and it's almost like the Lord has me find things, or it comes to me. And I like listening to various things and various news clips and things like that, and the concerns of the people. I'm telling you, when I tell you that God is taking the blinders off, I'm talking about people are talking. People are revealing. Their fear is gone when it comes to exposure. And I'm telling you, they are talking, exposing some really deep, deep things. And I remember last week we were talking about, I remember David said, there we go, here he comes, praise God. Talking about the Illuminati. Oh, David, I don't know what happened to your picture, sir. You really bright. Are you in heaven? Thank you, Jesus. No, you stop.
Oh, Lord. She can't help herself. She cannot help herself. Okay.
I left y'all.
If I'm still down here, it wasn't the one to come. It was the rapture. You was raptured, all right. Huh?
Remember, there's two resurrections. There's a general and there's a first.
No, I'm going in the first one. I don't know about you. Lord. I don't know about you. I'm going in the first one. Okay. Hello. Okay. So anyway, I don't know what's wrong with your picture, David. It is really kind of off. I know the light of the Lord is in your heart.
All right.
I'm being messy. Let me stop. Let me stop.
You can't help yourself.
I know, and I'm on a roll today. I had my lunch, I had my coffee, amen, my smoothie. Oh, I'm really feeling energetic.
Hello, not the Jesus. Coffee. Amen. Oh, no.
Yeah, the coffee. I only do one cup of coffee a day, though. That's it.
It's yeah, early that's enough.
Why are you talking, William? Bye. You had yourself on mute. Hello.
I did. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. So I was listening last week, and as we ended it, David brought out something about Illuminati and secret societies, and I happened to look up some scriptures on that, and we gonna go deep, y'all. We going deep because people act like they scared to talk about these things, because all of this stuff God's gonna deal with, okay? Period. It is what it is. But we were talking about taking the blinders off and being aware of what's going on around you. The first we started off with talking about resolutions and saying that what you're going to do, and most of you still ain't did it, okay, from the beginning of the year. And then we talked about blinders, and the blinders are really significant today that got people, that has people in trouble, that has people in trouble. What do you think about that, Victoria?
The Bible tells us that we perish for the lack of knowledge.
That part.
We're afraid of the truth.
Mm-hmm. My.
We're afraid of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we, hear the truth, that means we have to take some accountability to what's going on.
Boom. That part right there.
So we tend to shy away from the truth, because when truth comes, you're either gonna receive it or you're gonna go in a different direction, because mm-hmm. truth is like the light. It'll cause you to change.
Yeah.
Truth is like the light. It will cause you to change.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever put on something white and you thought you was all right until you got out in the light?
Yes, ma'am.
When you begin to see the blemishes, the spots, I didn't know this is a whole different color, because the truth is the light. That's mm-hmm. why the Bible says that the word is a light unto my feet. It's going to lead us in the right direction.
Come on.
As long as we stay ignorant and hide and put our hands over our ears so that we can't hear what's really going on, because a lot of us think we are, we all right with God. But when the covers come off and you find out that there's some things under the covers with you that has nothing to do with God and really has to do with Satan, people shy away from that.
Absolutely.
You
said
afraid
something. Of the devil when they need to be afraid of the one who made them and who could call them back.
Or they partnered with the devil. Let's put it like that, okay? They partnered with the devil for fame, fortune, and filthy lucre, okay? How temporal that thing is. I told you it's getting deep today, because I'm really sick of him, okay? Because he's been messing with me ever since I've been on this journey. And you know what? I tell them all the time, y'all mess with the right one. Because I've been to hell in my lifetime on my journeys.
Yes,
and so what happens is a lot of people are afraid to, like you said, Victoria, they're afraid to really talk about the devil. They're fearful. But I taught a lesson on, do you know you go to bed with another person? Let that marinate. That other person is your flesh. And in your flesh, there is no good thing.
That's the book.
Your flesh is yielded to sin. You go to bed with it and you get up with it. Okay? And you have to war with it all night long sometimes.
My Lord. It is what it is.
And see, what happens is, Victoria, you on it, girl, because these preachers and stuff have turned away from the true essence and true word of God. And you know, the church is my wheelhouse, because God going to deal with them first. Because he said judgment is going to be in the houses, my house. Okay?
Right.
And he going to deal with them slew foot, some cross-eyed, bow-legged, no good, sold-out souls for the devil for money and fame and fortune and gaining. Go ahead, David.
Keep talking, because I'm gonna see if I can change it so I can get to a better place.
Gotcha. Are you gonna come off of there or no? Uh oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay on for just.
Okay.
Just
great. 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 And so it is important that you understand what we're dealing with. If you have fakes in the church who are supposed to be representing God and giving you the solution to stand, find something else. Oh my goodness. What do you do? What do you do? Who do you believe in? Who do you trust? And so I've been really perplexed about that these past few months. But there is the Lord that tells us not to yield to and succumb to those vices. Go ahead, jump in, Victoria.
We was talking about fear before, mm-hmm. of people being fearful, and also a lot of the people who have been caught up in this yes. trap with the Illuminati because of the shame. It's yes. because of pride.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And pride.
Absolutely. And he just froze. You know, the devil's really mad at us today. You know, acting crazy until she comes on back. And I know she, Victoria, you froze for just a moment. And, mm-hmm. and we know what's up. We know what's going on right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I bind that right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus. All right. Mm-hmm. And I want you to say what you just said. And I'm going to be inviting some friends while you're talking, because people are so busy trying to hide, and they think that if they don't have to face the truth, they're not going to be held accountable. Well, I'm here to tell y'all, and this is my cliche saying, your cockeyed lie, okay? You can stand up there and look cross-eyed to God all you want to and deny, y'all can tell I'm on a rampage right now, and deny and lie, and you're not going to get away with it, period, okay? So my Lord, I didn't know. He said, you're going to be without an excuse.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Victoria. What did you say, dear? You can y'all tell I'm angry. I don't want to, but I'm angry.
Too late.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Victoria.
Well, when we was talking about the Illuminati, we was talking about on last week how they use tactics of shame.
Absolutely.
And humiliation.
Absolutely.
And because of pride, they don't know how to walk away. So they really have been enslaved and imprisoned.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Because they have things holding over their heads.
Yes.
Some of them want to walk away, but don't know how to walk away not be humiliated.
Right.
Because they are not only standing in their cell, you know, standing for themselves, they are looking at their families, their family members, and there's a danger.
Yes, come on.
We talked about how they got Cat Williams, how they came against Dave Chappelle,
right.
and so many different other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we really have to pray for those, because everybody's not in it because they want to be in it. They was trapped.
Wow.
And we have to pray for their deliverance, that they will get the strength, that they will grab hold to something that's bigger than Illuminati to get them out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they record those people in compromising positions.
Yes.
So that they hold that, they use that to extort these people.
Yes.
What they wanted to do. And they don't want these pictures to get out. They don't want these things placed in compromising positions to be out. It's horrible that they hold these things over these people's heads. But that's of the devil. That's of the devil. That's why you can't. I don't care. It's funny about these people wanting to be famous, and then when they get famous, and they don't want nobody to take their picture. What's up with that?
Well, that's because arrogance and pride has stepped in. Like I put myself on a pedestal, and they idolize themselves as God.
I was reading that today, and
that is what the case is. Don't touch me. I've made it. But you forgot that you used to eat lima beans and hot water cornbread, okay? I'm just saying. And you had to eat that every day. Amen. Didn't even have no tossed salad because you couldn't afford it. Come on here. And your shoes had cardboard in the bottoms of them. Oh, I'm going to talk about y'all, okay? And you get two nickels and a dime, and you act like you done made it, and you done set up glory, okay? Now, it is what it is. Now, when you say that people are in compromising positions, I was listening to some rappers, and see, I paid attention to what they're saying because they are exposing what is going on. And what has happened is when you, and David, you brought out about compromising positions as well. Compromising positions, what they do is they get the young men drunk and on drugs. And what they do is they have oral sex with these men while they're taking it. Okay. And unbeknownst to the victim, they don't know what is going on until after the fact. And what they do is they give them these old flimsy contracts. And they says, if you don't sign them, they show them the video of the things that they've done. So, and Victoria, you said it too. They are chained and controlled by these individuals to just take anything. Who was at TLC came on the board and says that, she signed the contract and they didn't know what they were signing. They made $75 million and they only gave them $50,000. And so what is going on? The industry is a nothing but another slave market. Come on here. Pimping out people. And guess what, folks? What bothers me is that it is in many of our churches.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
It isn't. Unfortunately, listen, go ahead, David.
Unfortunately, we have succumbed to the position where we allow gays and homosexuals. And I don't have. I'm not homophobic. I have gay friends.
Okay.
But to have them as leaders of your choral group, to have them playing your instruments, they have spirits, and those spirits can infect those members in your church. And you cannot allow that to happen as a pastor. You're supposed to be there for the protection of your sheep. And to allow that, I'll do tracks before I have one of those people playing for me. I'm not mad at them. That's your choice of lifestyle. But the fact of the matter is I cannot allow that to infect the people that God has given me charge over. And people will do whatever they need to do to get wherever they want to go. And where you said there are some who are drugged, but then there's some who want that position so bad, they'll do whatever it takes to get it.
I'll give you, for instance, since you said that, there's one who everybody talks about, and P. Diddy, y'all know who he is. Don't be crazy.
Yeah.
Had one of the artists came and did phileo on him, you know what I mean? Said he did it, and they asked him, why would you do that, have that young man do? I did it because I wanted to.
Arrogance,
because he's susceptible, because I'm going to be the block, it's the roadblock from you getting from point A to point B.
So you have
to condescend to my desires, okay?
Yes, sir.
Y'all grow up, I feel you in the spirit. Y'all grow up to my... No, breathe in, baby. You're going to make it. Breathe in. You're going to make
Hallelujah.
It. And stop. Take the blinders off. You're going to make it. Okay? It is what it is. You're going to have to face it because some of y'all is facing some stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay? It is what it is.
You're talking good, doctor, because somebody's listening today that's probably even thinking that way.
Why do you think the suicide rates are high?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on. Why do you think people are killing themselves? They're on ledges. Come on here. Because they think that they are not worth it. They've been made to feel that God doesn't love. That's one of the tactics he uses.
Absolutely.
Which causes you to yield to him. He'll tell you that God never loved you in the first place.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Or else he'll never allow these things to happen to you. But see, folks, we forgot that God gave us a power, but we're not using it. You know why? Because we're not taught that in the churches. Because guess what? The leaders have put down the standards. They put down, I could teach this all by myself. Come on here. They have put down the power of God.
Absolutely.
They done walked away looking at over here, slinging in a fishnet dress with thongs on. Come on now. Walked over there, going after the money, wanting the fabulous cars, the attaché cases. Then they sucking on a toothpick, walking about to talk about, praise the Lord. No, sit down somewhere.
Yeah. It's so bad, Dr. Sims. We don't even use the word sin anymore.
Ooh, a lifestyle, way of life.
We don't use that word. We use mistakes and we say challenges. I tell the saints, cheese on a hamburger is a mistake. Sleeping with somebody else's husband ain't no mistake.
That's a choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a choice.
Yes. So whatever. Go. I know you got something to say, Victoria, because I'm on a roll. I've been on a roll for a minute.
but we are here to say, I know people are saying you're shining the light on something that's pretty hard, but we are shining the light to let you know there is a way out.
Yes, absolutely.
He is a deliverer. Mm-hmm. There is a way out. You may have signed a bad contract.
Come on.
But Jesus is a deliverer.
Come on.
Absolutely.
He can deliver you from any situation, but yes, you got to reach out to him. You got to call on him. You have to give him your life. If you're mad because you sign yourself over to the devil, then erase the sick, tear up the contract and sign Jesus.
Boom.
Right. His contract is signed in his blood, not yours.
Hallelujah.
His contracts are signed in his blood.
Come on.
And his blood will wash away every sin.
Absolutely.
God has a way out. We're shining the light on the situation and the people, but there is a way out.
Absolutely.
Because the Bible says that fear is torment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they're being tormented every day of their lives. Guess what? Everyone has done something bad in their life. Some of it is caught on tape and some of it is not.
Come on.
But bless the name of God for a risen Savior who can save us from every one of our sins. We're not here trying to give you a black eye. We're trying to get the devil a black eye and send you a roadmap out.
Come on.
Now, this is February. We've been talking about the Underground Railroad. Well, I want to talk about the railroad that's on top of the ground.
Hallelujah.
We're trying to lead you to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He can bring you out.
Yeah.
He's got a way that's greater than any contract. He's got a way. See, he is the Ancient of Days, and anything that Satan come up with, God's got a counteraction that he ain't never seen before, the devil ain't never seen before, that can get you out of the mess that you're in. But you got to come to him.
Yes.
In the old days, they used to say he's a lawyer in the courtroom.
That's what they said. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
He can get you out of a bad contract, but you have to break down your pride and come. And trust that he is a God that can do all things and that he is a rewarder. If you seek him, he'll reward you.
He won't renege
on his contract.
That's so powerful. But we have to understand that fear is a derivative of pride. It's a byproduct of pride.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We just don't want to admit the wrong that we do. And until we do that, until we admit I'm a sinner saved by grace, that I'm going to be locked down, whatever that thing is, fear, doubt, unbelief, all of that is a byproduct of fear. A byproduct of pride. We got to put the pride down. What did he say? Pride go before destruction and the heart. Hallelujah. He said, I hate a proud look. You don't even have to be proud, but I hate a proud look. He gave us the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost gives us the ability to put that pride to sleep. It's a choice. As the doctor said, it's a choice.
Yes.
You don't choose to do it. God's not going to make you.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad he gave me a choice. Hallelujah. And I choose him over whatever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And you know why we choose him? Listen, everybody, we're not talking about everybody. Please, please don't. Well, if you get offended, then you find yourself in there somewhere, because the only way you would get offended is because your truth is really opening up your eyes, and it feels uncomfortable when the truth comes.
Yes,
and so we all have to face truth, but we have a choice how we handle the truth. Have a choice. Now, going back, we know that Satan and his demons are constantly tempting human beings to sin against God. You got to know who you're dealing with. Number one, I tell people, you better know who you're dealing with, okay? Because we have people who are operating under the guise of their leader, and they're coming with it strong. And listen, people, they are everywhere. Don't get it twisted. If they can come and sit in the church comfortably, there's something wrong with that picture.
Absolutely.
When you have people in the pulpits doing damnable things that the world is doing. I told you, separate church and the world. There is, in the churches, in many of our churches, there is no separation. Because a lot of things are standing before you that people are doing on the world. That's why they don't have a consciousness of what to do that is perfecting those things when it regards to Christ. They're going to do what they're going to do, what they're going to do. Now, I did find that scripture, in case y'all got a girl twisted, about shouting the things done in secret. Let me pull it up for you really quick, okay? Because I want you to understand that Miss Cece knows exactly what she is talking about. I was getting so tickled in my spirit, David, last night. I said, Lord, you a mess. Thank you, Jesus, but a good mess. Amen. See, that's how I talk to him. He's got a sense of humor. He does, absolutely, because he made me. Hello.
Hallelujah.
And so he got a sense of humor, and I know he laughed with the girl. He probably said, this girl right here, she going to do what I tell her. She going to say what I tell her to say and show you right, Jesus. Amen. So in Luke, the 12th chapter, come on, it says, therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatsoever you have whispered in the rooms deep inside the house will be announced from the rooftop. Come on here. So we've got some whistleblowers, and I looked up several scenarios, and they're all getting deeper and deeper in their meaning. So I need you to understand. Just look in Luke, the 12th chapter, and it's the third verse, in case you thought Dr. Miss Cece didn't know what she was talking about. I told you I was going to get that scripture for her. I didn't have it right then, but I had to backtrack, because we need to know who the tempter is. We need to know his vices, and his whole aim is, let me tell you something. He hates God.
The back.
He hates God down to the core.
Absolutely.
And the only way he feels he can get to God is by manipulating, tempting his children.
My Lord.
A good mother and father. Now, you come from mine. My children are grown. I'll tell you now, I will. Thank you, Jesus. Because, okay, I'm not going to put that out there. Somebody going to run to my, oh, she talking to that. No. I'm protective of my children.
Absolutely. Okay?
I am protective of, and I know how to go to warfare spiritually. But if you get in my face now, I'll have to ask God to help a girl. Okay. I haven't turned the cheek. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on me. All right.
I'm not there yet.
But in the day, if you want to front a girl, guess what? The warrior in me will come forth. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I
will bless you with some blessed oil and pray for your later. Thank you, Lord. And keep it.
When I got baptized, Brookie held his breath.
Wait a minute. Wait. I hate with you. You said Brookie held his breath.
Pray for the bishops.
That hit my funny bone. Oh, Jesus. Poop is what lives in your flesh. You know that, right?
I'm talking about.
Yes.
Let's be real, Dr.
Yes. Yeah.
There are some things that we like to do.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Be honest with each other. There's things in our flesh. We like to do. And I don't know about you, but I have to ask God to help me. Because I know.
Well, David, well, who is that? Paul said it best. He said, I war in my members. It ain't got nothing to do with what God says. He knows what's right. But the war is within himself, not with you, not with me. It's within himself. That's why I said, you go to bed with the enemy.
Pookie.
That's Pookie. Okay? And Seely. I don't know what your handle is, Moody. Vicky. Okay.
Don't mess with Vicky.
Pookie ain't saved.
And wait a minute, Seely. And wait a minute, and Seely is packing. Boom, 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 boom. Okay.
Clock 40. Hallelujah.
Oh, made me sweat on that. Where's my pen, Jesus? Hello. Okay. But the Bible gives us examples. The devil prowls, y'all, like a roaring lion.
Absolutely.
Seeking whom he may devour. Yeah. But if you are out there on Whole Street, places you, did I say
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely.
Whole Street, Pimp Lane.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you supposed to have your life with God. And like I said, like you said, Pookie is standing on the corner doing something else, but the saved side of him is arguing with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you going to yield your members to?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so this right here, folks, is deep. Victoria, you got something to say, girl, because I want to pull up a clip that I need everybody to hear about temptation. And this young man said it so profound. Go ahead, girl.
You have to decide who's going to win. Because it's going to always be there. Absolutely. The problem with people who get delivered from certain things, they think that it's delivered and it's done. But the Bible tells us that Satan goes for a season.
Then
he comes back to see if there's a place for him to live.
Absolutely.
The Bible says if the house is swept clean, meaning if there's room for him to move back in. That's the misconception. We as saints, we have to stay on it 24/7 for the enemy will creep back in. And what opens the door for the enemy is these other little hidden sins. The Bible calls them iniquities.
That's the
things that we don't want to talk about, that we know is going on the inside of us.
Come on.
That's why the scripture plainly says that every man or woman, mankind, is carried away by their own lust.
Mm-hmm.
He only sends you what you like.
Hallelujah.
He's gonna send me white chocolate when I'm in love with dark chocolate.
Come on now.
He's not gonna send me a cigarette when I'd rather eat than smoke. Okay? Every man is carried about with their own flesh, but what happens in the church of the living God, see, I can talk about us because I'm a member.
Come on.
What happens is we forget about that booger that's hiding in the closet. And we can't even say he's hiding in the closet because we carrying them around in our pocketbooks and wallets. Some of us, Dr. Seuss had a book that said there's a rocket in my pocket. You saying it's hidden somewhere and it's walking around with you every day. You know what your rocket is. You know what your sin is. Let's be real about it. See, the church
used
to sit there and preach everybody to hell and then leave and got a girl on this side of town.
You better hush your mouth.
Look, a man on the other side of town and their wife sitting at the house. Now it's time for all of us. See, we're not talking to you. We're talking to us.
Come on, girl.
Let's put a sissies on it because it sound real good. We talking about us sissies. We talking about the saints.
Hallelujah.
We trying to wake us up.
Come on.
We've been throwing water and oil on everybody else when we need a shower in the blood ourselves. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
The trouble ain't never left. We just learn how to deal with it a little bit better.
Come on here.
Because we have to, the Bible says, that's why we have to continuously put our flesh under subjection. That means we got to pull them down. He trying to come. I got to pull you back down. Oh, he trying to come. I got to put you back down. I got to have more word in me than I got thug in me or the thug away. I got to have more word in me than I got lust in me or the lust of win. I got to have more word in me, hallelujah, than the pimp in me or the pimp will win.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait.
You free.
God from heaven. Oh, my God.
And if you free, you're free indeed. Hallelujah.
And wait a minute. Free. Yes.
Wait a minute. That media, I hope you heard every word she said.
That was a problem.
Because Satan will make you feel like there's no hope. But there's hope for the hopeless.
Yes, my ma'am. Thing, I,
what we're doing, we're talking to those who want to live but has struggles. I'm tired of hearing about who died at what hands and who committed suicide and who did this. Because they felt like what Satan made them feel like, because they felt like they sold their soul. First of all, your soul wasn't on auction on the for sale side rack anyway, because it didn't belong to you, period.
Lord.
And for Satan to give you that hill of beans, because his own soul is lost. And how is he going to buy somebody else's? Well, he wants you to burn in hell just like him. Because he already knows his time is just about up. And him and his little crazy entourage is going to burn in hell eternally. Y'all, these preachers that's talking about there's no hell and we living in heaven, you are preaching heresies, ma'am and sir. You are lying against the real authentic word of God. So Satan, first temptation, listen, let's go back to the first temptation. When Jesus was on this earth, let's deal with it. Up on the mountain, fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Who did he run into?
The devil.
The tempter thought he was weak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, I'll give you this if you bow down to me. Yeah. Well, if he knew who he was talking to, he would have shut his mouth. He was talking to the very essence, the very power that made him.
Absolutely.
And how are you going to offer something that don't even belong to you?
People, you have been bamboozled.
Listen, absolutely. And David, I want you to jump in. You have been bamboozled. You have been lied to. You have been manipulated. And I wrote something down, ignorance. And your life ended through innocence because of ignorance.
My Lord.
And we are trying to help you here. This is senseless death.
Absolutely.
Senseless death. And some of you preachers, God is coming for you because your hands, I saw in a vision, I saw blood dripping from hands. And there is a reason for it, because you, ma'am and sir, some of y'all have assassinated some of God's children through these same practices that the world is offering. Where are you preachers who's supposed to know the truth? Why are you hiding? What is that about? Go ahead, David.
My sister Victoria said something at the beginning of this.
She said a mouthful. Thank you, Lord.
She said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Not that the knowledge is not available, but we just don't avail ourselves to the knowledge.
Yeah, come on.
Our culture, unfortunately, they say if you want to hide something from black people, you put it in a book.
I'm offended by that, but it's the truth.
America, and I can ask, how many books have you all read in the last 2 years?
You better talk, sir.
It would be embarrassing. We don't read. So if we don't read, where do we get our information from? Pookie?
Boom. That part.
And Pookie is full of misinformation.
He learned what his mama and them learned. Come on, his daddy.
Hallelujah. We buy into it. Hallelujah. And that means we eating a lie. Hallelujah. And if you keep eating a lie, somebody said you are what you eat.
That's exploiting your physical weaknesses. That's all it is.
Listen, what you said was so powerful. We're not talking to y'all. We talking to us.
She said it. I love it.
I don't want
you
to be offended because of what we're saying. I'm talking to me too.
That part.
Hallelujah.
That's Seeley. Seeley got to die daily.
I gotta die.
Yes.
It ain't something I like to do. I have to fast every week. It ain't nothing my flesh want to do. But if I don't, Pookie gonna rise. Mom. Hallelujah. He believes in the resurrection because he rise up every time he feel like it.
Yes, he do. You know you saying it.
Before Pookie get ready, he done said something.
And you asking God, I'm done. Wait a minute. I thought I had that under control. Okay.
Yeah,
and you done went off. You just got through praying. I'm going to tell you how cool this is, how terrible this is. Just got through praying. Just got through reading scriptures. Listen to songs of Zion. But let somebody step on your toe.
Let somebody scratch your car. After running around the church and flipping and spitting all in people's face and all the rest of that kind of stuff, let someone go and say somebody scratch your car. You'll be speaking in other terms.
Or let them cut you off on the freeway.
Listen, let me tell you something. My daughter gonna get me, but I have to ride with her as holy as she is, as anointed. You bet. I said, if you don't calm yourself down and pray for folk, because you have to understand what you're dealing with. People's minds are here and there. You don't know where they're going. All things have to be considered, just like they could be cussing you out, okay?
I tell my wife, I say, they can't hear you.
She just wasted spit and wind. And I said, don't show no... Go ahead.
I'm Victoria. Sorry. And
no, go ahead,
some of us deep Christians, we cuss them out with sign language. You know what that means.
And then go in the church.
Bird in sign language.
After we done gave him sign language, we the first one getting up shouting and hook him a shine and falling on the ground. Want to lead the song in the choir. Come on here. Come on, I'm holy, been saved all day. No evil have I done. And then you just lied again. Hello. Okay, come on. I'm just being real here. We got to get this thing. What we're trying to tell you is that there is a way out of your dilemma.
Absolutely.
God has his hand stretched wide, and there is nothing too hard for him to resolve in your lives.
Absolutely.
But we've got to trust him, and we are being transparent.
Absolutely.
We're being so transparent because our fight is daily. Now, I'm going to tell y'all.
Yes.
I haven't been saved so long that I don't remember how to dance, that I don't remember what it felt like to be drunk. That I don't remember what it felt like to be with somebody that wasn't mine.
Help yourself. Hallelujah.
Okay. My flesh still remembers.
Yes.
That's why I got to keep her down.
Yes.
And I do that through the word and the help of the Lord. I cannot be dialoguing with Satan because he's constantly putting the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eye before me.
Hallelujah.
He is still working on a girl.
Hallelujah.
But I've got a God that supersedes all of his. If I have to make the choice to hold to his hand.
Hallelujah.
I have to make that choice.
That's everything
that you do, folks, whether you're twerking, doing witchcraft, what you're doing, all these things that you're doing on the dark side, because it's an appetite with you.
Absolutely.
But God is able to change that appetite.
Yes, he can.
That's a man that says, I don't need to get married, but you go down and you pay for a hole.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't need to do this. I don't need to be married to one woman. And you said it, Victoria, got a woman. Some of them, they're not even out of the same town. They're around the corner.
Some of them in the same church.
You better ask somebody sitting up there grinning and skinning and sitting by talking about, look at my harem. You going to hell, sir. Okay, let me serve you notice. If you have, and women too. Women are doing it too.
Absolutely.
Y'all not off the mark either. Huh? Nobody's and the exempt. Children, the children are looking at you and learning from you. It is absolutely. A travesty.
Absolutely.
That the thing that I don't know why he that way. Well, I told y'all last time, look in the mirror.
Listen, church. We're being transparent today. And yes, we're not here to hurt nobody's feelings.
No.
We're here to let you know that if he can do it for us, he can do it for you.
Yes.
And it's a daily fight.
Hallelujah. You know?
None of us have arrived.
I told somebody,
if you have arrived, come give me a call. So I can find out how you arrived.
Hallelujah.
The call will never be made.
Absolutely. I already know this. And because I haven't gotten one yet.
That's it.
I'm open under construction.
Always. I got some now that's mad because here's the thing that God is calling for many of us who are chosen. There is a difference about being called the chosen. To preach and to teach what he wants to minister. And Hallelujah. We said something about even the ulterior lifestyle. He doesn't hate you.
No,
guess what? No There's nothing new world. Under the sun. That God stuff was going on Hallelujah. Back in the day, centuries ago. But he walked among them and he shared the word. He shared love.
Yes, yes,
he did not turn you aside. I told somebody, one of them got mad at me. I said, how are you going to tell me not to minister to a certain person who has a different taste flavor in their mouth about their lifestyle, and you suffered some in those areas yourself. Hello.
But see, this
is what the trick of the enemy. Go ahead, Victoria, and then I'm going to pull up this statement here.
What's happened is this. People are bashing a certain group of people and saying how sinful they are.
Mm-hmm.
But sin is sin.
Absolutely.
A lust spirit is a lust spirit.
Absolutely.
A lust spirit is a lust spirit.
Yes.
Lust and perversion go hand in hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do some of the same things they do, but you want to point your finger at them. Perversion is perversion.
Come on.
So how can you look down on them? You doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Come on. Perversion is perversion. You can't throw a rock. Because if you do, it's going to bounce off and hit you right in the forehead.
What did Jesus do when they brought this woman talking about she was committing adultery? All them brothers standing around talking about she could. Well, where was you at? Yep. Peeking in the window? Okay, what was you doing? Did you set her up and brought her to Jesus? Yep. She needs to. Yep. We stone her to death. Well, I'm sure he wrote a whole lot of their names down on the ground. And he said, anyone who has no sin, let him cast the first stone. You're talking about that, Victoria. Casting the first stone. Go ahead, girl.
The ones that got the stones have been with them.
I was getting ready to say that. Y'all done dabbed and tipped and dipped and slipped, And your wives is at home. So you committed fornication and adultery because she was single. That's what God said. You did two of them. So my thing is, we cannot. And so my thing is, and I'm trying to get you off of the flavor of the world because it's delusional. Like you said, David, the last time, I'm gonna sex. I told you I had a flashback on that song, right? Let me get that taste out of my mouth. But anyway, that was Seeley talking. Okay, just a moment ago. Okay. So you can do witchcraft stuff. You can do gyrations. You can do that. And thank God for, do you think I'm not going to that heaven where you have Harlem nights where you come on now. Okay. The strip club. Okay. You can still do what you want to do. Homies on one corner, homies on this. No. That's not what glory is about. That's a delusional picture that Satan has painted to all of us in case many of us will bite.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let me, this young man talks about temptation and I'm going to play this and listen attentively on his statements.
And over and over
again. Can you hear it?
And it seems like you can't break that cycle. You know, the devil understands that if you can't recognize him, you'll never rebuke him. And in the same sense, if we can't diagnose what the problem is, how can we ever expect to medicate it? But today I want to reveal to you the strategy he has against your life. Whenever you go shopping for clothes and something catches your eye, before you make that purchase, where do you take it? To the dressing room to make sure that it fits. fits just right. How it fits will be the determining factor whether or not you make that purchase. What if I told you today that temptation is actually custom fit? It's tailored to the desires of your flesh to fit just right, convincing you to make that purchase. But instead of purchasing it with your money, you're actually purchasing it with your life, because sin will always fascinate you before it ever assassinates you. In James chapter 1:13-15, it says this: when tempted, no one should say that God is tempting them, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by what? Their own evil desires. Then, after desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death. It doesn't kill you immediately, but why? Because the devil will try to convince you that you have a grip on it, when in reality, it has a grip on you. But if you can monitor the desires of your flesh, then you'll get a head start as to what the temptation should look like, and you'll be able to prepare a response against it. Here's why you keep
falling. Now, did he say a mouthful of what?
Oh my.
Okay. Yeah. When I saw this young, I said, oh, that's what I was looking for when we were a couple of weeks ago. And I said, I found it because I was persistent in finding it, because he said a message in there. Folks, there is hope. There is hope. Stop trying on the good Satan is presenting to you. Hey, Glory, I said that. I felt that. Okay. Stop going in the dressing room to see if it fit. Okay. Because what he said was, everything he presents to you is tailor-made.
Absolutely.
In hopes that you will bite.
Absolutely.
And he is persistent and consistent. I told people, I said, don't get excited about a little word that you get from this little flamboyant spirit of divination. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm full. Divination. I'm almost speaking in tongues. Jesus, help me out. Yeah, okay. I'm just saying. And because I told them, I said, Satan has had his demons to watch you from birth. They know your flavor. He knows what you like. Absolutely. That's why he presents what he presents well.
Absolutely.
Now, he knew when I was trying to go to the nightclub and I was out of order. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Because every time I try to go to the club, and I know we got to close, every time I know I tried, somebody walked up to me talking about, you don't belong in here. You belong in the church.
I said,
get away from me. I'm trying to hide, okay? Because I was mad at God that time, all right?
Yeah,
and I'm trying to fight it. And guess what? Satan had a tall, dark, and handsome with good hair and double-breasted sachet in front of me. I said, whoa. Okay? I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
But that crook was trying to steal my soul.
Yeah.
Let's be real here. I think if people would stop hiding from their truth, and stop allowing people to shut you down from your testimonies.
Yeah.
It is going to help a lot of people out there who are still wondering, can God, can he do it?
Well, my thing is, the devil got the guns. We give him the bullets. We tell him who we don't like. We tell him what we like. We tell him all these kinds of things. And guess what he puts in my face? The very thing that I told him.
Come on.
The very thing that the tall, dark, handsome, the Coca-Cola bottles, all that foolish, he puts that right, because that's what you told him you like. That's what you told him you don't like. And he uses it against you. That's why the Bible says be slow to speak and quick to hear. Shut up.
You said a word. You said, my daughter said the Lord told her, be quiet. Because when you speak too much, he knows your next move. Because
he has monitoring
spirits watching your every move. Just like the world has these drones, Satan sends out drones. They do telepathic messages. God was talking to me, okay? Because Satan is not omnipresent, folks.
No, he don't know everything.
Nope. Come on, there he has his scouts out. Get him down. And guess what? The warfare that we fighting is not carnal. Okay?
Absolutely.
It's spiritual through the pulling down of strongholds. How are you going to pull down a stronghold when you are not strengthened in those areas?
Well, you can't talk about the devil if you're sleeping with him.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well,
I rest my case. The judge and the jury has finalized the answers. They have come with the real, and they've done their deliberation.
Absolutely.
And if you're guilty, you're guilty of sin.
Repent.
And for the, yeah, you can, but the Lord did say, if you don't, the wages of it, like I said, there's no little, there's no white, there's no black, there's no short, there's no minute. The wages of it is death. So yeah, if it makes you fearful, I hope it makes you fearful in the right direction. You're not to reverence God, but the time is for you to wake up, people.
Yes, absolutely.
Wake up. Satan is out to destroy you. Wake up. There is hope. There is light. Victoria, say one line, and then David, we're going to give it to you, and then we're going to, you know, just go ahead, girl. Just one line.
I'm just going to say quickly, it's not too late to change your mind, to change your life, to change your situation.
I love that. Go ahead, David.
Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
He's coming. We don't talk about that enough, but Jesus is coming. And if you're not ready, you ain't going.
That part.
That's why these services are so powerful. And so the message is so powerful because Jesus said, I would that no man would perish, but all would come to repentance.
Yes.
That's what he said. And that means me too. That means me
all
too.
All of us.
The only reason why he's delayed his coming is because of me.
Right. The Lord said, I laid down.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
The Lord laid down his life for you.
Absolutely.
Kicked it back up again to redeem you back unto himself.
Absolutely.
And when he was on the cross, he drank until the bottom of the cup. And I told somebody in the message, at the bottom of the cup, I was there. Yeah. That's where the no good grounds were, the drag, the unfit, the unqualified, the unloved. But God said, I got to take it back because Cecilia's down there.
Yeah.
David's down there. Hallelujah. Victoria's down there. Amen. I got to stay here for those who are down in the roads and in the sewers and the gutters.
Yes.
But I need you to know that God loves you more. It surpasses any love that you'll ever experience.
Amen.
His love is with unconditional. God bless you all. I know this is wonderful today. I'm feeling it right in my core, my spirit, but it was needed. And guess what? Since the preachers won't preach it in the church, we're going to get on the radio and do it. How about that? And we're going to meet a nation, a continent who needs to hear the truth. And we come in with the real. Thank you so much for chiming in with us.
All right.
Back to you.
Wow. 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 Pastor David. Miss Victoria. Miss CC.
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, you guys are going to make me do extra work. That means I'm going to have to replay this, this coming Sunday, just like we did the last broadcast.
Thanks,
okay. So I'm going to ask the three of you to please share with your audience. Okay. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever media platforms you have, and tell your audience that missed this program, they need to hear it again. Okay. Yes, sir. That'll be Sunday morning. I think the last time we broadcast, Miss CC, it
was about 4 or something.
No. It was much earlier. I think it was 9 a.m. your time and noon
that's
here.
Right.
And noon on the east.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Pastor David, Victoria, Miss CC, I'm counting on you to share with your audience and let them know they need to hear this again. And they can also go to, your website. It'll be up. Probably within the next 24 hours or so on the website, studiowbuzz.com. Internationally, studiowbuzz. You know, we're international also around the globe. At that website, so share it with your friends that's out of the country. That website, studiowbuzz. Internationally, or intranationally rather, it's studiowbuzz.com, but either one would work in this country, okay? And the website, we gave you that. Apple, download studio.w. Android is simply Studio W. Available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, Alexa, and Ms. CeCe said earlier, Spotify and iTunes.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a broadcast that need to be shared, okay? So anyway, got to go. Okay. I'll talk to you later about me coming on. I don't know about this. It's too hot in that kitchen.
Come on. Let us make your toast. Come on here.
No, Pastor David, I ain't scared either. Okay.
Don't get ready to light.
Come on, walk in the light. Come on.
Hey, have a great evening, y'all. Hey, keep it locked right here on The Buzz. Coming up, Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast on StudioWBuzz.com, your global radio network.